Hi, and welcome to the Hunter or Hunted podcast. I am your host, Emma Schmidt. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. If you are already listening, welcome back. Today we are going to talk about The Sniper by Liam O'Flaherty and The Most Dangerous Game by Richard Connell, and how they are related, different, and action-packed from beginning to end. So safety off, you know, it's a hunting thing, and get ready. Welcome again to the Hunter or Hunted podcast. In this particular episode, I did some reading of two different short stories, The Sniper and The Most Dangerous Game. What I feel about both stories is that they are unique and similar, but yet different. I also think that there is something that ties both of them together, which is the hunting aspect. Which brings me to my first topic. The first thing I really want to talk about is the action. In both stories, there's clearly action, from being hunted and running for your life, to being on a rooftop trying to snipe someone on the opposing side in a war. Those are two completely different settings, but are still filled with action and suspense on whether someone is going to die or whether they're not going to die. Suspense, right? Both stories have suspense, but they also have a plot twist. In my opinion, I didn't see it coming, but yet I knew something was going to happen, but it just wasn't something I would have normally expected. Like riding off into the sunset with Prince Charming on a white horse in shining silver armor. I mean, that's what we would hope, right? Bringing me to my second topic, I just talked about how they're similar and the action that they're filled with. But now I want to talk about how they're different. In The Most Dangerous Game versus The Sniper, when in The Most Dangerous Game, you have when Zaroff is talking to Rainsford, he's slightly dropping hints, and you can pick up those hints on that he talks about hunting people, which is terrifying to think about in real life. While in The Sniper, all you know is it's brother on one side, brother on the other, and they don't know who each other are, like who's who. All they're concerned about is that it's a target they need to kill. But that one had a major plot twist that no one saw coming. It was a gut feeling for the brother to turn over his other his target that he shot, and surprisingly it was his brother. I don't know how he could live with the fact that he killed his own brother. I would just have overwhelming guilt for the rest of my life. And to be honest, I think they both contrast on each other, because in The Most Dangerous Game, it's Hunter being hunted. And if you know hunting really, really well, Rainsford could have survival tactics and know how to hunt really well and catch prey, which could potentially and very much did help him win against Zaroff. While in The Sniper, it becomes brother against brother, with neither brother knowing who their target is. Well, now in The Most Dangerous Game, there's a target, which is the people and Rainsford. The Sniper took place during a war. The Irish War, if you want to be that precise, and The Most Dangerous Game took place on an island. Right? As much fun as it is, to talk about hunting, action, and suspense, I've only got 5 minutes to bring my best ideas to the table and to share them. Thank you so much for listening to the Hunter or Hunted podcast. I'm your host, Emma Schmidt. Have a great night.